You are a slut pig.
Hey y'all, I'm Christian Gray Snow, and this is the Slut Pig Podcast, a podcast from The Dip. And today, we're going to be dishing on everything from busted butterfly invites to the very exciting confirmed cast of The Real Housewives of Atlanta Season 14. Plus, I'm going to be joined by Shahs of Sunset star and Housewives superfan Reza Farahan to break down the latest Housewives happenings one by one. Small talk is like a small dick, and nobody around here likes a small dick, so let's get started right now. All right, up first, everybody, our ladies of Potomac, as always, they kick off our week for us, and they are still on their cast trip to, I think it's called like the Eastern Shore, whatever the fuck it's called. Anyway, so I thought it was so funny as they were opening up and they're getting ready to head off to dinner. Karen asks Ray, she's like, are you ready to go yet? Like, kind of insinuating that he was taking forever, you know, to get ready. And the cameras cut to him and he's like pretending to be playing with her curling iron, like doing his hair. And he's just like laughing his ass off, having the best time.
How many more minutes before you're ready for this dinner?
I love me some Ray Ray. He is so cute. So once they get to dinner, one of the things that comes up is, you know, Ashley brings up to Eddie the topic of his family asking, you know, if they have come around Danny. And if you remember last season, one of the things that Wendy and Eddie opened up to the audience about was that Eddie kind of shared that his parents for some reason cut him off, and not even cut off. Cut off sounds like a financial thing. Like really just stopped the relationship. And, you know, they haven't been around for his wedding to Wendy. They haven't been around for the birth of any of their children. They have three kids. So it's just super, super sad. But I wanted to say he informed the women when Ashley asked him about this that his mom had recently called them a few weeks ago. And whenever, you know, they asked, do you consider this a possibility? Are you even remotely interested in, you know, taking this chance? You know, he said, the door is cracked open for some possible resolve. And I just want to say, I love, 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 love me some Wendy and Eddie. And one of the reasons I love them is they actually, like, outside of Housewives, they do just seem like good, down-to-earth, good quality people. And so for that reason, for me, it's like so hard to believe that understand why Eddie's parents would want to create that distance and would want to choose to not be a part of their son's lives and, you know, the lives of their grandbabies. So I really hope for Eddie and for Wendy and for their babies that, you know, next season or in the future, there are some positive steps taken for that relationship. And I do hope that they document it for the show because I think it would be powerful to see. Then things heat up between Ashley and Gordon, also known as G, Mia's husband. Gordon walks back over to the table and he's like, Mia, do you want to get another drink? And she's like, babe, you need to sit down because like he was drunk, you know? And he starts to joke like, there are so many things I could be doing instead of being on this damn trip. One of those things is sleeping. I could be asleep. He's like, I would much rather be asleep than be here. Okay. Also me at like 99% of any of the situations that I'm ever in. I could be asleep. That's what I would say. I would rather be asleep. And ding, ding, ding. But we've hit a sensitive spot for Ashley. Because if you remember last week's episode, Ashley was trying to catch some shut-eye on the bus back from dinner. And G was not letting her get her rest. And listen, pranks are funny and all. And messing around's messy and funny, whatever, da-da-da. But like, Ashley is a new mom. She got two babies under like the age of two running around. Let the woman get some sleep whenever and wherever she can, please, okay? But G, you know, G was not letting her have it. So Giselle brings up, you know, when he says, of all the things I could be doing right now, like sleeping, I'm here at this table with y'all. Giselle brings up, are you really going to make sleeping jokes right now when you know, like, you didn't let Ashley sleep in the corner last night? And G's playing dumb, and G's like,
did you listen to Ashley earlier? Because that was an issue, and I felt like y'all good.
Which was an issue?
When you just wouldn't let me sleep in the corner.
Hey, guys, look at Ashley.
She needed a nap.
G, can you stay on that side of the car, please?
What corner?
On the bus,
What are you talking about, bus?
You have amnesia?
We're on a bus?
You got Alzheimer's? What's happening?
And Ashley's like, on the bus, G, you got amnesia? You got Alzheimer's? What's up? Boom. Shade. Mia's like, look at your husband, Ashley. He's old too. So don't be playing around about Alzheimer's. Okay, Ashley, don't be playing around about Alzheimer's. And Ashley's like, well, you just skipped the whole fucking alphabet trying to say that word. It's Alzheimer's with a Z. Okay.
So where's your husband?
At home with my children.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Listen. Listen, I love me some Ashley Darby. Like, dead ass, probably top 10 favorite housewives ever, probably. Like, I love, love, love Ashley. But when a good dig is dug, baby, you got to give credit where credit is due. And Mia dug, and she dug good with that one. I feel like I even saw, like, the cameraman, like, move out of frame. Like, even he was like, ooh, man, that was a good read, you know? But listen, at the end of the day, this is what we watch reality TV for, people.
Who's that?
Hello?
Is it a package?
There's a package.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The vow renewal is a very special invitation. I was hoping that this would just touch their hearts in a special way.
So she recommended we go outside with this? You think we should take our chances?
Yeah, just open it up here. Oh.
There's something in there?
Goddamn right it is.
She said open it outside. Let me open this damn thing. Okay.
All right, so during the trip, Karen does tell all the women, be on the lookout for an invite for mine and Ray's vow renewal. They're going to be coming your way anytime soon. And make sure when you get them, you need to open it outside. Don't open it in your house. Red flag immediately. So for some reason, God bless Karen. I guess she thought, you know, sending these invitations with butterflies in them was like cute. It's also so like Pinterest like a decade ago, but we're not going to tell her that. You know, she really, really thought she was doing something, I think, fancy and on the scale of luxury. And in the words of Dorit, it was actually the diametrical opposite. The women and their men were not impressed by the invitations, to say the least, and rightfully so. However, the funniest to me was Juan, Robin's husband, when he was trying to get back inside after, like, the butterflies started flying out of the invitation and their son had locked the door.
Hey, boy, you better open this door. I don't with them bugs.
I saw roaches.
Oh, it's butterflies.
Oh, there's butterflies in it.
There's butterflies in there. Karen,
are they live?
Are they dead?
We request the honor of your presence at the 25th anniversary celebration of Raymond and Karen Huger. She sent us mothballs.
Mom, they're butterflies. They're just dead.
This one died on the ground.
And then Giselle is like, what the fuck? Karen sent us mothballs? And when her daughter's like, Mom, they're butterflies and they're dead. They're not mothballs. They are dead ass butterflies. So while I love you, Karen, my forever grand dame, the one and only Surrey County ambassador, I do pray. I get on my knees and I pray that these dead ass butterflies are no symbol for what's to come in your marriage, baby. All right, so as all of y'all know, a very, very big topic during this season of Real Housewives of Potomac has been candles. We all know that Wendy said she wanted to start her home essential line on Ye Home Essentials, with the premier product being candles. And then, of course, we also all know that Karen is releasing home fragrance accessories, including candles, as the latest installment of her La Dom brand. Karen made it quite known, however, that there is one major difference between her candles and Wendy's. Wendy's candles are only one wick, while Karen's candles are three wicks. Now, while the battle of the wicks rages on, one thing Wendy did win was that she released her candle first. And as I promised I would do for the pod, I bought one, okay? I was order number 5, bitches. Like, dead ass order number 000005, okay? I might have been the first order after, like, the sample orders went out. You know what I'm saying? But your girl was in there, first in line, all right? And let me just say, some of y'all read my ass for filth for buying this candle because of the price. And before taxes, the candle it's $45.95. And after shipping and taxes, it did come out to $60 for one candle, one wick candle. Yes, I know that's pricey, but some of y'all are vicious with y'all's comments. I just wanted to read what some of y'all had to say, even though I am just trying to support these housewives that we love so much in their business endeavors. And I love a good ass candle anyway. So I just wanted to read what some of y'all shady motherfuckers had to say, okay? Watch What Happens Hive. For that price, I'm going to need it to come with 46 wicks. Patty Gorman, $45 for a candle. It better make dinner and clean up afterwards. Ha ha, enjoy your single wick, Dan P. Matthias said. Rye Mills, $7.13 for $50. The candle better blow me too. All right. Someone said, please tell me this is satire. It wasn't satire. I was being honest. Never have I ever spent more than $12 on a candle. What happened to $20 candles? For that price, the candle better clean my house as well. $46 for one wick? You sound super, super stupid. Double down. I hope it works out for you. Bath and Body Works has some good three wicks for $15 and they smell real good. Shake my head. So you know what? Forgive me for trying to be a good person and support Wendy and bring y'all some content, some candle content. So hold tight. Even though y'all are hateful as shit, I am going to do my little candle review. Let me go grab it. All right. So the first impression is that the packaging is phenomenal, okay? It comes in this little, like, trifold box. And it's like, you can hear it click, click, click. It's, like, magnetic. It's nice. It comes wrapped with some nice tissue paper so it doesn't bounce around in there. And honestly, it feels heavy. It's like a clear, you know, case with the gold, little gold lid. There are multiple scents to choose from. I got the Anyi one because I feel like that was, you know, probably the inspiration for the whole line. So I was getting that one. It's called the Anyi Luxury Candle. And here we go. It smells very, very clean and light, which is what I like. I'm not really big on, like, fruity scents or anything like that. I like a clean linen type scent. You know what I'm saying? Give me that laundry smell. This is almost like a laundry with a small citrus undertone. And if I inhale this anymore, I think I'm going to fucking get high or something. So, but yeah, listen, I haven't burned it yet because I wanted to, like, save it and really, really, like, really smell it and give you guys a good first impression recap. But I'm going to burn it and see how long it lasts. It's 11 ounces. Let's see. Let me read the actual description for you. It says that the scent details are white tea with an aloe base. Interesting. Truly cleansing and revitalizing scent. Serene white tea and healing aloe vera combined to create an uplifting aroma with a naturally pleasant undertone. Okay, yeah. Warm, earthy cedar welcomes your senses as they are greeted by luscious vanilla with a well-rounded aroma. Okay, well, I don't know where I was getting citrus from, but I got the clean revitalizing part right. Okay. And also the best part about getting this was that Dr. Wendy herself did send a very sweet handwritten note to me thanking me for supporting her and saying that if I am ever in Maryland, babies, that dinner is on her. So to everyone who talks shit, I'm going to be going to dinner with Dr. Wendy and hopefully Eddie too. So who's laughing now? Thank you. But for real, y'all should go support Wendy, get you a candle. I don't think you'll regret it. All right, everybody, and after this, I'm going to be chatting with Reza Farhan about The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Reunion and all the latest happenings in the world of Real Housewives one by one. We're going to talk about it all. Stay tuned. Has this ever happened to you? You need to see a doctor, you search, you find one that looks good, you wait on hold to book an appointment, of course you rearrange your schedule, and then you finally go in and find out the doctor doesn't even take your insurance. Ugh! But there's a solution, y'all. Just download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance. You can read patient reviews and book an appointment in person or through a video chat. You never have to wait on hold with a receptionist ever again. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or any other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. ZocDoc is here to make healthcare easy for you. And now is the time to prioritize your health. All you gotta do is go to ZocDoc.com/slutpig and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor now. And did you know many are available as soon as today? That's ZocDoc.com/slutpig. Go to ZocDoc.com and download the free app now. All right, everybody, my next guest made his way onto our televisions on March 11th, 2012 in Bravo's hit show, Shaws of Sunset. And today we're going to be talking about everything from Kathy Hilton to Kenya, but we are not going to be talking about Naked Jenga, okay? Everyone, please welcome the always fun Reza Farhan. Hi, Reza.
What's up, Christian? How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for being with me today. So obviously, Shaws of Sunset season 9 wrapped up a couple of months ago, but it's very well known that, like, you're a Bravo lover outside of your own show. You support women on all their projects, okay? One thing I love about you and MJ, you both have been vocal over the years, like y'all are your huge Housewives fans. So I'm excited today. You can kind of take off your TV hat and just wear your fan hat, okay?
Is that Yay. Cool? Yay.
Well, before we get started, what does it feel like knowing that you have been on Bravo for nearly a decade now? Like, did you think in 2012 it would last this long?
I did not. To be honest, Christian, I really thought that if I could use this platform, I assumed it would be a one-season show. But if I could show young people that I'm Middle Eastern, I'm openly gay, and look at my friends and my family, and they support me and love me, and there is a future, there is an option. And that's really all I was thinking. I was not thinking 10 years, 10 seasons.
That's crazy. Any of that. Well, I don't know if you can. Is there anything you can tease for season 10? Have you guys heard anything yet?
Not a word. We actually just recently got a word that there was no word. So,
well, Bravo, we're going to need the words to start flowing. Please give us something. We're ready to get these people back on camera. Well, before we start recapping this week's Housewives happenings, I want to start with a shady question. What is the worst Housewives interaction you have ever had?
I have to say the worst and the funnest, because it was both at the same time, was early on in my Shaw's career. I was at the Boom Boom Room with Golnessa, and she spotted Kelly Ben Simone. She had had one too many cocktails, and she suggested to me, who had only had one cocktail, that it might be a good idea to go and introduce herself to Kelly Ben Simone because we're Bravo family now. I thought it was a horrendous idea, but in my state of mild inebriation with my girlfriend who was in deep inebriation, I thought it would just be a moment to watch. And she strolled over to Kelly Ben Simone, who turned to her, and the grimace she made on her face, it was as if she had smelled something horrendous.
No!
She was so foul and unpleasant. And I could see Golnessa like wince and pull back, and then come back to where we were sitting. And it was both amazing and horrendous all at the same time.
It's like, I don't know if I should laugh or cry, honestly.
Totally.
Wow, that's awful. All right, well, the first thing I want to touch on is that this week, Variety confirmed that the cast of season 14 for The Real Housewives of Atlanta is officially filming. Casting is confirmed. They took some time, it seems, with Portia leaving and Cynthia leaving to get it right. And I'm excited because I don't know about you, but I was devastated about Cynthia leaving. I don't know that I'll ever be over it. I love me some Cynthia. But so I'm curious what you think about the cast. The big news is that Sheree is back. I fucking love Sheree. Marlo got her peach. Candy's back. Kenya's back. Drew is back. And we have newbie Sanya Richards-Ross. So talk to me. How are you feeling about this cast?
Okay. So I need to see Bob Whitfield. I need a Bob Whitfield update.
Oh,
I am so glad Sheree is back. I want to know how Cairo is doing. I want to know her kid. Like, Sheree feels like a part of the family. So to have Sheree back, it's a breath of fresh air. It's about time. I've been missing. I want to see what's going on at the chateau. The landscaping must be coming in now. Like, I need Sheree in my life. I'm here for it.
He said the landscaping's coming.
You know, the chateau is like just getting settled in now. Like,
I agree.
It's got to be looking pristine by now. I want to go downstairs. I want to see what's going on downstairs. I want to have an event down there. I'm all for it. Sheree is family. So to have her back, and I agree with you, Cynthia is, I'm so sad that she's leaving. I wish she were staying. She's amazing and she feels like family. So to have her leave is like, wait a minute, how am I going to stay abreast of her life now?
I know. Yeah. And I hate when, you know, my longtime wives, when they offer them like a reduced friend role. It would have made sense for Cynthia, but I you know, at the same time, I understand why she didn't take it. But looking at the cast now, I'm like, God, it would be great to just have her there some. Like, the six that are there, I'm really, really excited about. But just some Cynthia would have been perfect. But also, I mean, we gotta celebrate Marlo. The girl has been out here working for 10 years, giving Bravo all the content. And they
finally... Rolex? One Rolex? One?
Listen, and God bless her, she finally got her fucking peach. And yes, rightfully so. It looks like the first cast event was actually hosted by her when they filmed this last week. So have you ever met Marlo? How is she?
I was lucky enough to be on the float for World Pride with all the housewives and Andy. And NeNe was on the float and Marlo was like running by the float. And then finally, you know, it occurred to someone, like, even though she wasn't supposed to be on the float from Jump Street, maybe let the lady on the float. And so she ended up on the float.
And rightfully fucking so. Marlo deserves to be on the float, okay?
Yes.
I love it. So, all right, well, this week we saw part 3 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 11 reunion. We still have one more week of this stuff. And to be honest, like, it's been a fascinating season. It's been a fascinating reunion. But in my opinion, undoubtedly, we could have done this in 3 parts. I'm feeling like it's just a little stretched out. I don't know. How do you feel from, like, a cast member perspective, like, if this were you?
I mean, the fact that we never get more than a 2-part, and they got 4 parts, and I'm watching some of it, and I'm like, okay, this feels...
Ugh. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, totally, I'm watching, right, I'm like, with you.
This could have been a BravoTV.com exclusive, you know?
Yes. For sure.
And yeah. I mean, and we all know reunion days are... I mean, that it's exactly that. It basically takes a whole fucking day to shoot it. But it's, you know, I mean, I would say you guys have probably, what, had 9 and 10 hour days like they have. And you Absolutely. Still come out with 2 episodes. And, you know, so it is weird that they make so many more episodes out of the same amount of content, more or less. But
yes.
Before we dive deep into the episode recap, I do want to send some love to friend of the podcast and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Dariq Kinsley, who was robbed at gunpoint in her Encino home late Wednesday evening, just hours after this episode aired, the reunion episode aired. And in that episode, Andy and Dariq were talking openly about, you know, her luxury clothing items and paying full retail price. It was very reminiscent for me of, like, Kim K posting about her ring in Paris and then the people hitting her hotel room. Anyway, I don't know the details, but it seems like her, you know, the case was horrific. But my question for you, Reza, is a number of Bravo accounts took a unique stance on this yesterday, noting a coincidence between the fact that this happened the night before she was allegedly supposed to start filming season 12. I have my opinions on that, but what do you think of people alleging that perhaps this is a little convenient for Dorit?
I mean, that is an extreme that I would be, wow. It sounds conspiracy theorish to me, because I don't know that if I had 2 small babies in the house, I would roll the dice on a gimmick that extreme. It doesn't add up. They look like they're living well without Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I can't imagine just her salary can finance an $8 million house. So clearly they're doing well. I don't know that I would roll the dice on something that shady.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't think so either. What have been your overall impressions of this season so far of Real Housewives? I mean, we've seen everything from ugly leather pants, you know, to hearing about orphans and widows. I mean, it's been quite the ride.
I mean, the ugly leather pants. Boo Boo, did you not see your collar that night at Kathy Hilton's dinner? Like, your outfits are sometimes way whack.
Reza, like, said the call is coming from inside the house.
It's like, sweetie, listen, I'm all about throwing a housewife stone. Like, I'm here for it. I'm here to watch it. But as a viewer and a big fan, if you are going to go there, make sure your outfits, her pants were much nicer than some of the outfits that Sutton wears. The thing that I've been enjoying the season like no one's business, seeing Lisa's dresses and then her daughters wearing those dresses, like, full circle for me.
I love that too.
Watching, you know, Kyle chime in on, you know, Lisa's daughter's relationship. And, you know, that stuff is so much fun. What I don't like is Erica's anger towards everyone else for feeling something that is either includes them or they're adjacent to it. Why can't they feel something? And why do you have to tear people to shreds? And on that note, like, Sutton needs to stop crying so much. Like, I can't take it, girl. Like, pull it together, have a vodka, do something before you get there so you can manage.
I really need them to throw you in an episode just so I can watch you, like, kind of take it, all this in, because you obviously you're very much involved in the story as a viewer. But then again, too, I feel like having been on the other side of the cameras, you could really give them some advice. Like, girl, you really got to, like, down a drink right now. It's going to make this whole thing a lot easier.
Yes. You know? You got to stand and deliver now. Yes.
Yes.
So what, they all backpedaled. Yes, you were the most outspoken one. They were all agreeing with you. But guess what? Just like in the playground, when your friends would stand behind you when you were fighting, it was all on you. All of a sudden, they didn't know a fight was going to go down. They're all looking at you like, bitch, this is all you. You better take it from here. And Sutton couldn't deliver.
Yeah. And I do agree with you, too, about Erica's anger. Like, and anyone who listens to this pod, like, knows that I have done everything I can to be pro-Erica this season. And I still consider myself that, you know, I believe her. I'm Team Erica. But I think the hard part is, like you said, I like the way you put it, she doesn't really allow people just to have their emotions. She wants to dictate how everyone feels about her situation. And without understanding, like, you know, there are people that are a little, they're close to what's going on. I mean, you're on a fucking show together, you know? So it's,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and if I can interject, Christian, the one thing that pushed me over the edge was when she said, because I'm not going to speak on the facts about the situation. I'm speaking on the feelings and how she was making me feel as a viewer watching her anger. But the facts stand alone. What she said that was like the nail in the coffin for me was, some people are going to be with me and others are not going to be with me. And then, you know, you'll see what happens later. It's like, you're so trying to control the narrative that there's like a verbal threat involved as well. It's like, wait a minute, if I'm on a show and you are on a show and I have to talk about naked Jenga and this and that and the third and everything, and we get to have no opinion, no questions, we can't call an attorney friend, we can't do anything without you calling us a C-U-N-T and like the vitriol.
It's a very good point. Yeah, it's like, look, if you want this to be part of like your storyline and content that's on the show, then you have to be open to the fact that everyone's going to have some sort of emotion or opinion attached to what is going on, and it's going to have to be discussed. To some extent, yeah. Well, also, like, speaking of her anger, you know, in the reunion, another big moment was whenever Crystal said, she mentioned to Erica, like, if this were Rob that had done this to me, I would be livid. And I would at least be, like, letting the victims know, like, I'm mad at what happened to you or for you, you know? So this kind of goes back to what we were saying. Like, a big topic of discussion is there any empathy on Erica's part? Like, and if there is, why isn't she showing some? Like, do you feel... Like you said, you feel like she wants to control the narrative, but like, do you feel that there is empathy there, or do you feel like she's just not showing it at all?
No, I don't think that you can't have empathy and it not show. I mean, I know they've called her an ice princess and, you know, she's been the one who holds things close to the vest. She's never had girlfriends in her life. And I get all that. And I've watched her pop off on Eileen to a degree that was like, you know, when they were in that restaurant, like, she annihilated Eileen. And I'm thinking, like,
poor little Eileen.
Poor. You were on her show. You were on her show.
She got like, you she on gave, her show.
She gave you an opportunity. And for you to be able to disconnect from the love that she gave and just, like, to me, the little facts make me know what I need to know. You can't say I have empathy, but I'm holding it in. No, sweetie. No, no, no. Like your castmate said, those posts on social media, those are, here's empathy. Here's, I don't give a blank.
Yeah.
And it's expensive to be me. And I'm still driving a Rover. And I saw stuff online about some other new dude who's also, just saying, I'm 2 years younger than her. And I think I am open-minded, but there's no way, because my parents had money and I worked my whole life some of the stuff that she messes with, there's no way on God's green earth I could do it.
Really? Wow.
No.
Okay, so, well, here's the million-dollar question then. What do you think she knew and Tom's doings, if anything?
I don't even know if she knew, she needed to know anything. I watched the Bernie Madoff documentary where Michelle Pfeiffer played Bernie Madoff's wife, Ruth, and she didn't know what was going on. But you still gotta be like, sweetie, the guy in the car that drove the murderers to the liquor store that got held up may not have known those two people were gonna go in the liquor store and hold the liquor store up. But when your husband is wiring $20 million in your account and there's things about lawsuits in the paper, I don't know. For me, I don't know. I just do a little rough math in my head and think, did my husband always wire $20 million to my account? Like, if you go to the ATM and like once a month you take $200 out, the IRS isn't going to come looking for you. But if all of a sudden in 1 month, every day you went and took $500 out of the ATM, I don't know. If it was I don't know.
He's like, I don't know.
I don't know. It reeks. Yeah. It stinks. Like PK said, the two cars, two people in the same family, both flipped cars. Like, what is the likelihood?
Within a couple of
lottery tickets.
I mean, they should. And I also said this too. They should be getting insurance from Vicki Gunvalson at Kodo Insurance, because can't nobody insure that fucking family with that fucking driving record. Another thing I wanted to talk about, and this is how the reunion actually started off, was reminiscing on all the laughs, the iconic moments that Kathy Hilton managed to bring us in just one season of being a friend of the Housewives. Andy said it best. I've kind of felt this way all season too. Seeing Kathy kind of made me understand Kim a little bit better. And then especially seeing like Kyle and Kathy together. For me, Kim Richards is one of the greatest reality stars of all fucking time. Like, I bow down to her.
You stole my house.
You stole my goddamn house. I mean, look, my fucking podcast is named after her. You're a slut pig. Like, literally one of my favorite lines of all time. So I just wanted to ask you, what was your favorite Kathy moment this season?
I mean, she seemingly doesn't know how to do menial tasks, which makes me so happy. You know, Kyle is famous for lasagna and her sister's busting her out. Like, bitch, well, how famous could this lasagna be?
She said, what fucking lasagna? What lasagna? Yeah.
So it became famous when, bitch? Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh my God. And the beauty is everyone, and I'm going to go on record, everyone is afraid of Kyle, and they should be a little bit, because Kyle is an assassin who will kill you with smiles, kisses, walking in with a new bag that she's showing you. And like two seasons later, you're the queen bee and you're off the show. But she, Doogie, does not stand up to Kathy. So to watch Doogie have to just eat little things that are real is amazing, because it doesn't happen in real life or on the show.
I agree. Even at the reunion when she's like, no one knows the real Kyle, I was like, oh, what? But apparently it's confirmed she is going to be back for season 12 as a friend again. Thank God. Bless us. So very much so looking forward to that. All right. Well, as we always do to end our chat, I would love if you would play our rapid fire Housewives questions game, where we put 60 seconds on the clock and I'm going to see how many of these somewhat fun, but mostly shady Housewives questions you can get through. Are you down?
You got it. Let's all do right, it.
Let's do it. First housewife from any city that comes to mind when I say the word messy. Go.
Every one of them. Every city has a mess. And I know which one. I could name the messes on each show.
Name one. Too. Name one. Name one.
I mean, Jennifer Aided.
Love. Okay, perfect. Abby, you're married, so hall pass. If you could sleep with any house husband for one night, who would it be?
I think maybe like Evan Goldschneider. He loves her so much, and he looks kind of like my husband. So
that's true. Yes, it would work. Bravo, Leb, you've met over the years. Who is the most different than what you'd originally expected?
I would say Kyle.
Who will spend more time in jail, Jen Shah or Erica Jayne?
Erica Jayne.
Oh, wow. Favorite housewife of all time?
Bethany Frankel.
Oh, my God. Most overrated housewife of all time?
Vicky Gumbleson.
But blocked, blocked. Get me out of here. Get me the fuck out of here. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, I could switch it to Tamra.
That's still offensive.
They're interchangeable.
No. Oh my God. We're going to have a talk. We're going to have to talk offline because this is about to get heated. All right. Well, as part of our goodbye, we always ask our guests in honor of the namesake of my podcast and Kim Richards' iconic insult to Brandi Glanville in season 2. Please give me your best rendition of "You Are a Slut Pig."
You are a slut pig.
There you go, everybody. All right. Thank you so much, Reza. All right, thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today. And thank you to my special guest, Reza, for coming and talking all things Housewives with me. I mean, I might have to have him back. That was a lot of fun. And we might have to have a bonus episode where I literally convince him that him believing that Vicky is the most overrated housewife of all time is some utter bullshit. All right, y'all have a good weekend. Happy Halloween. Please be safe. Have fun. I'll see y'all next week.